Episode 443, September 23rd, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
So Robbie texted me earlier, Joe, that he had some fraud issues with his, I guess, his bank account or credit card or something. So I'm thinking about that as I'm getting ready to drive over here, and I can't find my wallet.
Like 20 minutes ago. Like,
yeah, right? So I'm looking around. There's a place in my house where I usually put it. It's not there. I'm looking in, like, in my desk upstairs, not there. Bedroom, jeans that I wore the other day. I go in my car. Sometimes I leave it in there, not there. So now I'm like, you know what? Did I leave it Saturday night at this show that I was at? And I go to grab my cell phone in my back pocket. Oh, that's my wallet. It was there the whole time. I thought that was my cell phone, but it was really my wallet, so I'm an idiot.
It's weird that that's – I have a story that's exactly like that, and it involves my neighbors. But before I do that, I want to tell you –
Oh, God, more neighbor stuff?
This is – yes, and okay. It's as bad as everything else. Okay. But let me – real quick. So when I do the Ravens broadcast on Sunday mornings.
Yes.
Okay? And – as soon as I went in, I went to the bathroom.
And this was in studio this time, right?
Sorry, that's not true. I walk in, I go to the studio.
Yes.
Then I'm like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. So I go back. Now I notice when I'm walking by, Marianne is there recording something, right?
It's usually the 3 to 8 shift.
On Monday through Friday, yes. She's in there, right? Mm-hmm. So I look in there, and she doesn't look at me, but I look in. But there's a guy that she's talking to on her phone. I guess that's her. She's doing her podcast, and I guess that's her podcast partner.
Okay.
So I think they both recorded in a studio on each other's end, and then they combine it to make it sound good. That's what they do.
Fancy.
So I walk by, I look in, I see she's in there. I got to go to the bathroom. I walk back by her, I look in. Then I go to the bathroom, and I walk by again. I look in again, and then I realize, oh, shit, I left my phone in the bathroom. So I walk back, I look in, and then I look in at her fucking 5 times. And, of course, every time I walk by, I'm like, I wonder if she's – because the guy can see me.
You might be on the podcast. That might have been a topic they started talking about.
Like, if this guy's like, hey, some guy keeps walking by and looking in.
Because if that was us doing that, we would be. That would then be the conversation.
Right. So anyway, I never explained to her that I kept looking in at her. She didn't know, but that guy sure did. The guy she was talking to on the phone, he saw me look in the little window every time.
Do you feel it's necessary now to say something to her?
I'm just
see her next time.
I'm just not. I'm just.
I'll say it. I'll make it weird.
I'm just not going to say it. It won't be weird. Then it will explain it. It's only weird if it's not explained.
Gotcha.
But let me. I have a very similar story to yours, but the consequences were so epically worse.
Yeah, I had no consequences other than stressed out for a couple of
months. Right, you'll cancel your credit cards, you'll go get a new license. That's, okay. So,
well, no, I found it. I'd have no consequences.
Well, okay, so yeah. we'll get there. So my neighbors, we've talked about them many times. These are the neighbors when we went to, hey, Robbie, do you have Devin's phone number? Do you have it?
This is the cutting board?
The cutting board, I'm going to get there. Do you have that, Robbie?
The neighbor, yes.
Yeah, call him while I'm telling this story. Can you call him?
Yeah.
So these guys, when we went away on our honeymoon, we were gone for almost 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that was supposed to watch our dog they were in crisis. Their dog died, and they had all these things that they had to deal with. So our neighbors stepped up, and basically they already have two dogs of their own, watched our dog, right?
Like champions that they are.
Yeah, they took care of everything. Then, of course, it's now in lore, Robin Joe lore.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Devin, it's Joe. How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing well, man. Hey, hold on. I'm telling the story. I'm setting up this story.
Devin, so you're live on the air.
So when we were gone, they took care of our dogs. Then when we came back, they gave us a gift after saving us, right? And the gift, of course, was a cutting board, and everybody knows I shit on the cutting board. So then I went ahead and insulted them for the gift that they gave me after they watched our dog, they saved us. So
when in reality, you should have been giving the gift.
Of course, I should have been giving the gift, and I should have been grateful for the gift that I got. So fast forward to this weekend. Finally, by the way, we've asked them to watch our dog a million times. Finally, for the first time, they said, Joe, Katie, can you watch our dog?
Okay.
The first time, right? And I'm like, of course we'll watch your dog. We'd be more than happy. to watch your dog. These guys were going to a wedding down in the middle of Virginia. Where were you guys, Devin?
We were in Lovettville.
Lovettville.
Near Leesburg. I'm familiar.
So it's a haul. It's a haul to get back, okay? And they said, hey, do you have a key? And I looked for it. I did. I had a key of theirs. And I even tested on the door, right, Devin? Because I actually went into the locked door. Devin was still there. He saw me breaking into his house. But I wanted to make sure I had the key, right? By the way, it's the only thing they've ever asked of us. Everything else we've asked of them. This is a one-way relationship until this very moment. So as soon as they leave, you know me, I love dogs. I immediately go get their dogs. I bring them over. They're hanging out at my house. But I didn't take them out because they just left. They just took out their dogs.
Okay.
So fast forward, I put their dogs back in, and then I go to a crab feast with my father-in-law.
Good old Frank.
I come back around 3:30. It's time to pay it forward, right? Give back to what they've given me. I can't find the key.
Oh, no.
I can't find the key.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Now.
This is stressful.
Oh, it's worse because I'm like, oh, shit. Did it fall out of my pocket at this crab feast?
And then you're done.
Okay. So I call my father-in-law. And what a pain in the ass is this if you're receiving this call from me? I go, hey, can you look around for that key? Okay. So he's looking around this crab feast for the key. I'm looking in every pocket that I had. Then
you obviously didn't put it on your keychain.
No, didn't. Of course not. Right. And we'll get to how pissed off Katie was at me, but that's a whole nother part of the story. Right. So then I'm like, okay, the last thing I want to do is what?
Is call them at the wedding.
I don't want to call them at the wedding.
I don't want.
However,
are they spending the night or they?
No, they're not. They're coming back, right? But Devin will corroborate this. His girlfriend said, "Hey, I'm going to hide a key for you," and I said, "Don't worry about it. We've found a key." And I was wondering if she, knowing me, went ahead and hid a key anyway. So maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe I should have kept looking just to make sure. But I didn't.
You mean look for the hidden key that might have been hidden?
Right. I could have looked for the hidden key. I could continue to look for this key.
Okay.
But instead.
Good strategy.
I texted Nicole.
Oh, no.
I texted her. And I said, hey.
How long were you looking?
Half an hour.
Okay.
Okay. And finally, I texted. The text basically said, hey, you know.
This has got to be. You were dreading every bit of this.
Don't panic or whatever. I know you're in Richmond, right? Don't panic.
Lovettsville.
In case you hid this key, do you know where it is? Now,
does Katie know that this is happening?
So I told Katie that this was going on, and of course she's like, you fucking idiot, right?
She's here with you, right?
No, she's not here. Okay? So she's motherfucking me. She's not, you know, and of course, tell me if you're the same way. Doesn't it frustrate people like, well, where was the last place you know, everything that you, I'm 50. I know to look where I was, right?
Yeah. But what else are you going to say?
That's all right. So I'm like, okay. And then honestly, it's so weird. I really don't want help. It's just annoying to me to get help, right? Cause there's, so finally I'm like, you know what? Nicole she's a very conscientious person. Okay. So I'm thinking she may have gone ahead and hid the key anyway. So I send the text.
And that's what you're hoping is the result.
Yeah.
She goes, hey, I figure that might happen. It's here, blank.
Well, here's the thing that's bad is that no matter what, she's like, this fucking jackass. I asked him to do one thing. You know what I mean?
So, oh, she clearly thought that.
Of course. I'm going to tell you exactly. Here's exactly what I said to her.
Okay.
I go, this is at 4:05. So I've been looking for about 35 minutes. So I really didn't want to send this text, but did you happen to hide that key anyway? Right?
Here comes the gunshot emojis.
And then I put, the key apparently fell out of my pocket and we're still looking. Okay. Of course, she's like, no, we didn't.
Oh, God.
Right. Now, she's super nice, right? She goes, if you don't find it, they should be okay. We left around 10. And by the way, I had them. I didn't do anything. All I did was play with them and put them back. I didn't walk them.
Didn't walk them.
An hour
do
after.
Do they need to be fed?
Well, yeah. Yeah. They're not eating either, right? They have to. So I get left around 10. They're used to being left for 10 hours. That's what she writes, okay? Now, at first, she doesn't respond. Let me tell you how long it takes her to respond.
Are you looking like every...
I'm literally just staring at my phone. 7 minutes.
It's
so then I text. Then I text Devin, who's in the wedding. Okay, he's in it.
Yeah, this is a situation where your cell phones are off. You're not looking at them. You know, you're at a wedding.
Right. Yeah. Yes, I'm worried that nobody's... I don't know the groom.
Right.
I don't know how to do this, right? So anyway, so what I do is...
So you texted Devin?
I texted Devin, too.
What? God, I wish you called him and he had it on him while the wedding was going on and he had to pick it up, because then this could really involve a whole other family. That would be-
So anyway, well, Devin didn't respond before Nicole did. And Nicole's like, hey, don't worry about it, blah, blah, blah. Now, I'm fucking here's what I do. I then go, and Katie goes, try to open up their windows. Well, these guys,
that could make things worse.
You know, I mean, these guys are smart. And they're young, so they're fearful, right? So their house is bottled up like a drum. They got a Ring doorbell. They got deadbolts, and they lock both locks. You know, they're not. You're
so
not.
You tried everything?
I tried everything down, and then the neighbor Sandy, the old lady who lives catty corner,
called the
to
police
us.
On you.
No, she goes, what are you trying to do? I go, I'm trying to break into this house. She goes, you want a ladder? So now I'm getting ready to put a ladder and I'm going to try to fucking break in. Okay. Of course, I go up on my deck and I see that they have the bar. But nobody uses that.
What bar?
They do. The bar.
Oh, and the sliding glass door.
You can't. They have that.
You're done.
So then I text Nicole and I go, is there any chance your kitchen windows? No, they lock that too. You're not getting. So if they want to rob you, Devin, you're safe. Nobody's getting into this thing, right?
The second story windows unlocked. If you want to go for that one.
No, I couldn't. Listen, when I was thinking about climbing up onto that deck, I was fucking stressing, okay?
You knew that second story window was open, and you had a ladder?
I wouldn't have sent the text. I would have risked my life to not have to send the text that I did, right? So I end up going, wait a minute, and I go back, and of course there was what an idiot. I had a third pair of shorts. I found the key. Okay, it was 30 minutes later. Okay, it was 30 minutes later that I finally found the key.
What do you mean a third pair of shorts? You wore three different pairs
of
shorts?
This is what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened. In the morning, I put on a pair of shorts.
Okay.
I'm such a fucking fat ass, the button popped off. So I just put on a pair of gym shorts. So I was wearing them, and that's what I had on when I went over to get the dogs, and I had the key in there.
Okay.
Then when I went to the crab feast, I went and I showered and I put on a regular pair outfit and I went there. So I forgot about the transition shorts and that's where the key was. Now, here's what I want to know, Devin. Okay. So Nicole was very cool about it. Okay. But can I get, and when I thought about who I was going to call, I'm not calling Nicole because she's too nice. She's not going to give me the real story.
Exactly. All right? She's a very nice person.
So Devin, who's not as nice, I mean, you would agree
with
that.
Well, he's a normal person.
He's just a regular person, right? He's a human. He's not like his.
He's normal nice.
I'm going to say girlfriend. By the way, Devin, it's time to step up, all right? That's a whole other conversation.
Devin, I can't say anything to you because of my situation.
I want to know the reality. I want to know what really happened at the wedding when you guys read the text that your dogs were going to be in the house for 12 straight hours without supervision or food or going to the bathroom.
She didn't reply. She's backwards in her head trying to figure out, or like 10 hours, how long is that going to be? Can I leave him for this long? She's trying to figure out if I can jump out early to go with her to ride back. We also had two friends that rode up with us, so she's trying to pull a door out of the
way. Oh, man. So it was way worse than she was making it sound. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. She's trying to tell me we might have to go back early to get the dog and stuff. I said, no, I'm in the wedding. We got to wait. She said, don't worry. Joe was telling me that if you can't find a key, I can come to the second wedding. So I'm thinking, all right, well, there might be a chance. So she's panicking. She eventually realized what you meant when you said you had taken him off at like 12 or something. So she calmed down. there was a good bit of panic for us for a little bit.
All right, I knew that was the reality, right? Now, do you understand that I'm trustworthy? That's not a normal, like, I can be trusted with the dogs. Does she know that, or is it over? I'm never watching the dogs again.
I know, she knows that.
Okay, good.
I asked her if she still wanted to hide that second key. She said, no, Joe's fine, he'll get it, he's fine, don't worry about it.
No, I meant moving forward.
Moving forward, oh, Devin. Yeah. But are you going to make sure you watch him put that key on his keychain. So if he's losing that key, he's losing all his keys too.
I don't think we have to go that far, but
no, you do. I'm letting you know.
No, you don't. That's not true.
Well, you should want to do that anyways.
Okay, yes, but I'm going to, right? Yeah. I'm going to put it on there. Look, you think I'm going to lose it again? I'm not. But one thing I'll bet you will happen. I'll bet she hides a key.
Yes, she will.
She'll not trust that I will. Just redundancies, you know, a little Robbie like.
Let's
She'll
say
give one key to you and then one to Katie.
Oh, there you go.
By the way, she doesn't need to do that.
No, what?
This is never going to happen again.
Joe, she's got to go by what she knows. Okay, this is
all she knows is I'm a dick, and every time she ever asks me to help her,
yes.
I've let her down.
This is her experience. All right. So. If this happens again and Joe loses the key again, are you, Devin, not, let's lead a call to this, are you saying no more giving Joe opportunities?
No, I'm fine with it.
How many times in a row can I leave your dogs in their own shit before you say that I can't watch them anymore? But no, Katie's with me, so that matters too.
When Nicole starts making me clean that up, then I'll start losing trust.
Was there anything to clean up? Because I think Joe should have to do that.
No, I got to him.
Okay, that's right, you did. So you went in and then you checked that everything was fine. Joe, no accidents in the house?
One thing I do notice, first of all, a couple things. They leave country music on for their dogs. Dogs, they don't
Oh, now
like
you're going to shit on them?
They don't like that.
Are you really? Now you're going to tell them how to parent their dogs?
They do. No, actually, Nicole knows way 1,000 times more than I know.
The only
dogs.
Thing irresponsible they did, Joe, is putting you in charge.
Hey, okay. Let me ask you this. Can you ask Nicole why the dogs' collars are so loose? Is that a good thing?
She makes them loose because she's worried that if they try to break out of their crate, they're going to get stuck and choke themselves. She's paranoid.
What wouldn't them being loose make that more likely?
I've had this argument with her. I got nowhere.
By the way, Katie also keeps Oscar's collar loose, and I'm like, no, you can't do that because he can slip out of it. The whole idea is, but your dogs, they won't run away, Oscar. He'll immediately take off.
I don't know. We haven't tested that theory.
Joe, I think you need to just bow down to what Nicole wants at this point.
No, that's true. I will. I'll do exactly as she says. If she wants me to have a key on my key ring, a key in the house, right? If she wants my parents to keep a key, whatever. Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Okay. When you eventually move away, I'm assuming. Well, I'm not. I shouldn't assume this, but you should do this. You should give them a gift as you leave. Correct. Thank you for being a great neighbor.
Yeah, of course.
In your mind, where do you feel like a dollar amount for what they've put you through?
You mean what I put them through?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, and the fact that they've been good sports
to
come on the show.
If it's a matter of what they're owed, I'm not buying a $500 gift for them, right?
Okay, but all right.
I'll get them a gift, but I'm not going to get a gift that's commensurate with what they're owed.
Will it be at least $100?
Yeah, we'll definitely get him a $100 gift.
All right.
I told you that Devin said that he thought it would be really funny, but he thought Katie would actually divorce me if they actually got a bigger cutting board than they got before. And then they said, sorry, we let you down or whatever. I said, if you do that, we're in big trouble. Anyway. All right, Devin. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Devin. Appreciate it, man.
Worry.
See you,
right,
bro.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Rob and Show. Our Patreon folks, Let's pump this baby up. Patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. We delve deep. We tell some inside stories, some things that we don't really want out there, but are entertaining, clearly, about our lives. We share. It's a trust tree.
It definitely is a trust tree. We have been let down on one occasion, but for the most part, people really do respect the Patreon.
Yes.
And I will say this. What is it, $5?
Yeah, you can get as little as $5. You pay a little more, you get some free things. Like we had, I believe, Sharon Bailey got tickets to a murder mystery for being an excellent patron.
Yeah, sure. And that costs way more than what the Patreon costs, right? So,
yes.
But the thing is that if you even are on the fence or considering it, give it a shot. See if we're telling the truth about there being things that you can't. Because I think if you sign up, you can go back and listen to all the episodes.
You
right?
get them all.
You can kind of timeline it. Some of the stuff's out now that, you know, like me interviewing for the sports position on 98 Rock.
Yeah, that happened.
And how, yeah, that didn't work out. But there's a lot of things that we really pull the curtain back on, and it's real. Things that we definitely can't share. And again, I can't reiterate how much we have to trust our listenership to keep that stuff under wraps.
Tequila.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Now, actually, I haven't really gotten... Katie's texted me while I was talking about that. Here's what she said. She goes...
Uh-oh.
Gotta find it. She goes, wow, your side of the story is interesting.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Hey, Katie.
Oh, no.
Like, what? That's exactly what happened.
Your side paints you in the bad light here.
Just come in. Just come sit down. I'm just interested in what you think was inaccurate.
The part where you're...
Hold on,
Katie Robinson joining the show. Shout out to J.L. Coven for calling you two Joko. It's your couple name.
No, that's not it. That's an insult. She's Yoko. Yeah, that's why she says that. It's so funny because...
But I'm making that your couple name, Joko.
But it wouldn't be. It would be Joka. Joke.
I'm poetic license because it's combining two things.
I got you. But let me say this real quick is that somehow J.L. Coven, even when he's agreeing with me, he still finds a way to shit on me. He can't just agree with something
that I said.
No, he
just agreed with most part of what you said and part of what I said.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reasonable
take. Oh yeah. Well, real quick, before we get into why, Katie, my story isn't accurate. What he said was, he goes, no, Five Guys is clearly superior to those other, whatever else you said, Red Robin or whatever. But then, of course, he qualified it by saying there's some pub burgers that are better or whatever. I mean, these nameless, faceless burgers can't be part of the conversation. Do you agree with this, Katie? That you can't just say, oh, one time I was at this pub and I got a better burger.
Of course. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you. Yes.
Do I need to turn you up?
If you don't mind.
Well, all right. We'll reset this. Last week, you responded to a friend of yours on Twitter who responded to this. It had four restaurants, Chick-fil-A, Five Guys, Panera, and Chipotle, and it said, which one do you get rid of? Do you let go, I guess, is out of your life? And you and this guy's take was that the three were light years ahead.
Right, head and shoulders above Panera.
Of Panera. Yeah. I believe you said... it was like those three were ice cream and Panera was feces.
I said, yes. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Right.
Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, or feces?
Right. Which somehow...
Obviously hyperbole, but...
Yes. Somehow I disagree with that. And somehow so did Katie, but apparently your take was more normal, even though she disagrees with it, than me saying that Red Robin and Five Guys are comparable.
So. Well, no, Panera being the worst of those four.
She said she'd get rid of Chipotle.
Fair enough, but that's a much more reasonable conversation than acting like Red Robin is as good as Five Guys.
I didn't think that I agreed that Joe's comparison of Panera was accurate. I like Panera.
Yeah, no, that's what he's saying. He's saying...
I'm saying that was a more egregious opinion.
Oh,
no, it's the Red Robin to Five Guys is way more egregious than
feces?
I have to agree.
Come on. Obviously, that was hyperbole. I don't believe... I've eaten at Panera, so obviously it's not feces.
No.
But I was talking about the joke, it being the Delta. I don't believe
But I think they're all comparable. That's my point.
Fair enough. It's the worst of the four, but they're much more comparable. I agree with that. Than Red, I know we're having the same conversation that we had last week, but Red Robin, I don't need an avocado on my fucking burger. I just want a great, delicious, greasy.
Well, then you don't order the one with avocado. It's
burger
same
with
thing
cheese.
With onions at whatever. So Ben Holston says Rob couldn't be more wrong about a Five Guys burger. I said I love Five Guys. This is also the guy who volunteered at TGI Fridays for an entire weekend.
Yes.
And I shit on it. It's horrible. So, again, I'm the butt of that joke. You don't need to make fun of me
Rob
making
is
fun
so
of myself.
Mad. He's so mad.
I'm probably getting rid of Chipotle, too. Again, so, but no issue with you saying that's like eating feces. Since they are comparable places like Moe's or Qdoba.
Rob. But,
yes.
Red Robin is trash. It's a trash burger. Okay. I don't know why. Listen, can't you just pick another burger that you like that's somewhat like a Shake Shack burger? Can
I love Shake Shack.
Can that be the defense? Because a Red Robin burger sucks compared to a Five Guys burger.
Okay. It's probably a drug front. That's probably
Rob's
why there's
this
so
personally.
Many. Well, no, I don't care if you like Five Guys better. That's fine. But there's been two statements here and only one's getting shit on.
You mean me saying?
You said that Panera is nowhere near these other ones.
Yes.
And most people are saying, no, actually, Panera belongs with
people,
these others.
Mine is obviously a joke. When I said one is chocolate
I don't
ice
think
cream and
it's
one is feces,
feces,
right.
But you think Panera doesn't belong in the conversation.
I do think Panera is clearly the worst. That's really it. It's me making a joke. But you aren't making a joke when you say Red Robin is better. That's why people are like, well, no, they're not even close.
You think Panera is not close to the other three.
No, I don't. I think it's clearly the worst.
All right.
This
okay.
The most
I disagree, and so does Katie disagree.
But the delta is bigger between Red Robin, and that's why people are like, are you out of your mind, Red
hyperbole.
Robin?
Clearly it's hyperbole, right?
Yes.
But Rob's is a legitimate opinion.
Exactly.
So
they're
why...
close, yes. I don't think that's crazy.
No, you think Red Robin is better than Five Guys. That's what people are taking exception to. Not me. Nobody's going, oh, my God, you said Panera was feces. That's clearly a joke. But
I know
saying...
that's a joke. But think that Panera doesn't belong in this conversation.
That's correct.
Are you more upset that that is his opinion, or are you more upset that people aren't, like, shitting on him?
He wants me to
comment.
Get what he got.
I'm
that's
saying...
That's right.
Yes, that's what... And by the way, the other thing I said is that you can get other burgers places... And apparently Wayback Burger, two people, including Merle Rogers, has mentioned this place.
I'd like to have a Wayback Burger.
So would I, but
you don't have to.
My mind
yourself.
Is open that it could be as good as Five Guys. Yours isn't.
Yeah.
Wayback Burgers, there's one in Bel Air, says Chris Harkins. Hit it up next time you're at one of those legendary Bel Air comedy clubs. I'll go to Bel Air.
I've done comedy in Bel Air, so have you.
I'm going to Bel Air on Wednesday next week.
Are you really?
So I'm going to get a Wayback Burger.
Next week?
Yes, Wayback Burger.
Do you want to go with me?
Can you just bring it back? I'm just kidding. It's Wednesday? No, I probably have to be working, right?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night? What are you? Hey, Robbie, is that Barrel House in Bel Air?
No, that's in Falls.
Oh,
Austin.
Shit. Is that close?
It's not far, yeah.
Yeah, they're close.
All right, let's all... Go to that place, check it out, and eat it. Wayback Burger.
Is that you're going on Wednesday?
Well, I'll go whenever. The guy says he's there all the time.
Let's do it. I have to go up there to get my nails done.
Joe?
All right, so I'm going to Bel Air Wednesday to eat at Wayback Burger while she gets her nails done. All right, I'll do it.
Give Scott Oppel a call, too.
I'll do it. He doesn't live. He lives in Alexandria, Virginia.
Yeah, just order one to go for me. However, ask them what the best burger is, and we'll get it.
I hope it's just a regular cheeseburger. I don't want some artesian. You follow what I'm saying?
Well, I'm pretty sure you have choices, Joe. Just like Five Guys, you don't like onions. They don't make you put fucking onions on them.
No, you don't. That's what's so great about them. So,
it's unlike every other burger place.
So, let's talk about your text. You were listening to that story and you said my version's interesting. I just want to know what was inaccurate about what I said.
Just the part where you're talking about how you had called me and told me and I was giving you places to look and you were like, I'm 50 years old. Okay. You called me.
Right.
I am driving in DC. I'm driving a Tahoe in DC with a 6-month-old, a 3-year-old, an 88-year-old with dementia and my mom. I'm driving this big giant truck. And you're calling me, telling me you lost the neighbor's key and you can't get in their house. So now I'm freaking out because clearly I want to be able to watch their dogs. So I'm texting you ideas. Of course, how would I know that somebody 50 years old is wearing 3 pairs of shorts before 1 p.m.?
I'm not saying, listen, I'm telling you right now, you'd be the same way and so would you.
Okay. If you call somebody, doesn't it make you think that you want help with ideas
on where to look?
Why else would you tell me?
I'm telling you, and you know this to be true. The reason that I'm telling you is because I thought that I couldn't find it. You understand? So meaning I have to fess up.
Joe's but getting Joe, ahead of it.
I'm not. I'm getting ahead of it. Yeah, I don't want to. I can't have you come home. By the way, I think you got home like at 5. It's like
but
an hour
two,
after the dogs are supposed to have been let out and fed. Yeah. Not
Joe
even.
Wants to pull the Band-Aid off while you're not there.
Right.
But, well, there's two questions you ask when you call someone and they help you. They say, retrace your steps. And I think the second question is, what's everything you wore today? Right?
Or how many pairs of shorts did you wear?
Yeah. Yeah. No, listen, I'm not acting like it's reasonable.
But
that
I mean,
wore three
if you, if your mind was open to being helped, you could have found it.
But that, well, that is, well, hold on.
I did ask if they were in your shorts.
Yes. And I looked at the two pairs that I remember that I wore. And again, I did find that fucking button that popped off. I found that 6 times.
God.
I'm also, sorry. I'm distracted by the rodeo burger at,
do you know
way back.
But, how, do you know how in-depth my dad looked for that at the
hey,
that,
don't.
That
I can't.
Beast.
Yeah. I think
he was on his hands and knees looking for it.
Well.
And it was in your third pair of
can
shorts.
Can I say this about Frank? Here's the thing about Frank. I remember we were at, I think we were at Pier 6, and something was left in the
yes.
car. And he's like, no problem. If she's like, hey, I left my blah, blah, blah in the car, I'm like, motherfucker, seriously? We got to walk all the way back. He can't wait to
get away.
Right. He just wants to. Right. So I don't think he really minded looking for that key as much as I would have. Right.
No. What he wanted more than anything was to find it and be the hero. Is
yeah.
What
he likes to do that.
Is it possible that at this wedding of this couple you don't know, that they're having a conversation since like, man, Nicole didn't seem to be in a very good mood.
Yeah, I probably ruined the wedding.
Hey, I was fully prepared to make him drive to the wedding and get the keys from them and drive back. And I was so close. I was telling myself, how many hours would it take him to get there and drive back in time to let the dogs out? Because I'm going to tell him to do
it. Well, if they were spending the night, you would have done that, right?
Fuck yeah. I definitely would have done it. And Leesburg, what's that, an hour away, Robbie?
Yeah, it's not that too
a little better
it's
than
no
that.
Traffic it's a weekend so
there's no amount of time that I would have been
God, thank,
comfortable
yeah
with.
I mean I'm just, when I found it I swear it was one of the happiest moments of my life when I found it because Katie's like go break in and I already told this part but you can't break in I would have ruined the screen if I would have broken in and you know them they
God.
I guarantee all those windows are locked
yeah
there's not anybody breaking
God, my
house
is not a vault I mean,
yeah we need to lock
that
shit
like, we do not lock our shit
yeah we got to start locking it up I don't care you can take everything but if I come in and Oscar's missing
oh my God
yeah we need to get 9 Ring doorbells yeah.
So I know you guys saw Hustlers the J-Lo Lizzo stripper women that rob
yeah.
High-end clients or something. It's a true story, right?
Well, it's inspired by a true story, which is that
it's critically acclaimed.
I'll tell you
they
what.
They really made strippers look glamorous, didn't
they?
I
have no idea. Well, they made them look sympathetic. And by the way, I'm going to go ahead and
What's
ruin
wrong with
this
that?
Movie because, well, I'll tell you what they did. Because you shouldn't see it. It's fucking horrible.
I've seen
awful.
People on Facebook who are shitting on it.
Who
it's supposed to be for, and they're like, no, this is.
She's nominated for a Golden Globe.
Fuck that! If she wins,
who's she?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Okay.
If she gets nominated for an Oscar, I'll never see another movie again.
Well, don't
swear.
Say that.
I'll
you really?
Never see another movie again if she gets.
I won't.
For
I just
Oscar.
Won't watch the Golden Globes. So let's go ahead and keep watching movies. Let's let's point our anger in the right appropriate direction. Anyway, so there's a couple things. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but
well, I have a question. What made you guys think it would be good?
Because that's an 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's why. Okay,
it looks
and
horrible,
it's, Robbie. It's a fucking 1 out of 10. It's awful. Okay, the first thing is Bill Burr does this joke about how when fat women take their clothes off on they always say they're brave.
Yes,
right. So go ahead and check that out. I'm not going to go through the whole bit. It's fucking hilarious. But Lizzo. Lizzo, are you familiar with Lizzo?
I'm familiar, yeah.
She shows...
She took a DNA test, 100% that bitch.
That's right. That's Katie loves that line. She...
So do I. I'm going to put it in our murder mystery belt. Well, never mind. It's another story.
She is topless in this thing.
Oh, boy.
Okay? She's wearing a completely see-through shirt and only her nipples are covered. And it is fucking disgusting, okay? It's like, listen, I'm not in the best shape of my life, so I do everything I can... to try to cover that.
Yes.
It doesn't make me brave if I fucking walk out my front door without my shirt on. It's like, what makes you think that people want to see that?
Right.
It's not brave. It's not. It means that you're not self-aware. That's what it means. And there's not a fucking strip club in the world that's going to fucking hire Lizzo. Okay? Even if it's Lizzo. Lizzo's going to be at the strip club. No thanks. We'll see her at the Royal Farms Arena. We're not going to fucking go see her naked. Anyway, yes. So that's problem number one. Although you do get to see Cardi B topless as well, and that's a much better view.
But no Jennifer Lopez topless.
You get to see her pretty much, I don't know if it's, is it her you think the whole time she's?
Oh no, she like worked out hardcore for
Yeah,
this.
She looks
amazing at any age, so it's not just because she's like Joe's age. I legitimately think she's like one of the hottest people on the planet, but her acting is so trash.
It's right. Fucking horrible.
And also, how do you make a movie about a stripper when the star doesn't even show her tits? I don't need to see her tits, but that's not the point. It's just, it was such a shit movie.
They really made these. Okay, let me tell you what they end up doing. They end up going and finding men who have money.
Yes. Right.
Wall Street.
Flipping them a combination of ketamine and MDMA, rendering them partially conscious, getting their credit cards, and taking every dollar that's in available credit and stealing it.
Is that, that's female empowerment from my understanding on online.
At the end of it, they try to make them sympathetic figures. Yeah. They're the worst. And they, of course, it's like, well, they've been stealing from, we're just stealing from the biggest thieves. So of course, these people, now they demonize them, right?
Of course.
And that's the only way to justify it, right? They're horrible people. And all we're doing is Robin Hooding this money or whatever. And at the end, they get like, you know, 9 hours of community service or whatever. They don't do any jail time. And you're like, yes, my heroes, they did it. Whatever, you're supposed to root for them. But another thing that's kind of funny is they're living this fucking posh, glamorous, the most glamorous lifestyle that you can imagine. And the whole time I'm thinking, the character that Jennifer Lopez is in this movie and where she lives is a fucking shithole compared to her real life. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, she's slumming it in these corner, you know, Manhattan fucking penthouse apartments or whatever. But I highly recommend that people never, even on cable, DVD, never see this movie. It's awful.
If you look like Jennifer Lopez, there's an easy way to get money out of men. It's just date them. Just,
well, she's married to Alex Rodriguez.
No,
right?
But I mean, her character, someone that hot, you can just,
that's
some rich old guy, wait till he dies. You can manipulate
if
men
you're
for
willing
money.
To do what they're willing to do. You're certainly willing to,
of course,
do it where it's not, you're as not as like, I don't know, invasive
without having to illegally drug someone.
This
without having to do anything illegal.
We're also supposed to believe that they did, like, these girls didn't fuck these guys, but they obviously.
That's the other thing.
You know what I mean? Like, they refuse to have sex with these guys, but they're willing to drug them and steal their money.
Other than Lizzo's tits, which is the worst part.
Right.
I'd rather see Kathy Bates naked and about Schmidt than see that again. It was disgusting. What happened was they were making tons of money. Basically bilking these Wall Street guys who were happy to throw their money around because, you know, it was before the housing crash and everybody had tons of money and they
rolling
were just throwing
it
around. Okay. But then the housing crash happened. So these poor girls, you know, they used to make a lot of money. Now they don't. So now during the day they work at Old Navy. So fucking J-Lo. J-Lo. And what's the name of the black chick that's in the movie?
Constance Wu.
No, not her. The other. Anyway, they're working at Old Navy together.
Yeah.
And they're folding jeans. What would you do if you fucking walked into Old Navy and somebody looked like J-Lo was in there folding? I'm like, well, she'll be gone in a week because...
Is it Jim Gaffigan that has a joke about, it's some Halle Berry movie, and he's like, why doesn't she just be a model? Like, I don't buy her character.
Yeah, Monsters Ball.
Yeah.
She's poor.
yeah,
just go.
Right. Just be a supermodel.
Oh, my God, that's so good. Yeah, no, that's awesome.
So anyway, thumbs down on Hustlers.
Yeah, you know what? Molly's Game is like a much, much better version of that type of story.
Yeah,
you know
you're right,
I mean?
Right. She's not the good guy. You
right.
see how
she
it got her there.
She takes money from
kind
of shitty people.
Right.
But she still broke the law. So yeah, if you want to see a really good movie, go watch Molly's Game.
One more thing that you might want to add. Would you like to know who I saw that movie with?
Oh my God, yeah.
Gramps.
No, Gramps would be fine with it. He'd be like, hey, what's a pretty girl like you doing in Old Navy? No, it was Frank.
Ah.
It was Frank and Katie's mom went, and Frank was having none of it. He was not okay with this movie. And hey,
it's a weird movie to go see
The In-Laws. I thought about that ahead of time, but I didn't really think it through. But one thing that was that I'm sitting there and I'm like, God, this movie's got to be over soon. We've been sitting in here for 2 hours, right? I don't know how long the movie is. I looked down. We hadn't been in there for 50 minutes. Okay. It was so bad. It was crawling.
Why didn't you see Rambo, like Justin Schlegel pointed out? I believe he used the term Symphony of Dead Mexicans to describe it.
We had already bought the tickets. Or I would certainly have rather seen Rambo. And in hindsight, right,
Rambo, Katie doesn't have any nostalgia for Rambo, obviously.
I don't even know what Rambo is.
He's just some old Vietnam vet with PTSD.
You didn't know who that?
No. I mean, I've heard the term Rambo, but I don't know. It's like you thinking the Lion King is a person.
I forgot it.
Did you know it was Stallone?
I mean, I've seen pictures of that. I guess I just never really put it all together. Because
we had a 20-minute conversation at the vape night, remember, when y'all went into my condo in Virginia Beach?
Yeah.
You were out of it,
you
I guess.
Did?
No, I don't remember much. But
we had a 20-minute conversation about how Stallone and Harrison Ford have two characters that they're synonymous with Han Solo and Indiana Jones,
right.
And Rocky and Rambo.
Yes.
And no one else has two of that level.
I was there.
Yes.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah,
we were all going back naming other actors and other roles.
Justin,
I think you were chiming in.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Justin said there's 20 minutes left in the movie and 250 more people for him to kill.
Yes. Now, Robbie Robinson saw it, from my understanding.
You did?
Yes, I did.
All right. Give us your review.
My girlfriend's a big fan.
Of Stallone or Rambo?
The Rambo.
Ted Mexicans.
The Rambo movie. It was pretty much what I expected. A better version of this was a movie with Liam Neeson called... Cold
Taken?
No.
Cold Mountain?
No.
Schindler's List?
Frostbit?
It's a revenge movie where he...
Love Actually?
Love Actually was my next one.
Next of Ken?
I thought it was a little slow to start, but the end...
And then he started mowing down
Widows.
Mexicans and it was better.
Cold Pursuit. Cold Pursuit.
There you go.
Widows.
You know, I got a story about Rambo First Blood 2 because...
Three.
The movie was actually called First Blood.
Right.
Right. And First Blood was a story about this guy who all he was doing was walking through town and Brian Dennehy kicked him out for vagrancy. And he's like, hey, I'm just trying to, you know, next thing you know, he starts fucking killing everybody. Anyway, they came out with a sequel to that movie called Rambo First Blood. First Blood 2 or Rambo First Blood 2. And my father had a friend named Mike Williams and he had a daughter who was super hot. Do you remember this, Robbie? The daughter.
Yeah. Wasn't she a stepdaughter?
Right, stepdaughter, sorry. Or actually, I think it was just his girlfriend's daughter.
Yes.
Whatever, you know the point of the story. Yeah. So I'm like, let me see if I can. I go, hey, listen, me and my friend are going to go see this movie if you want to come, blah, blah, blah. I said, you. Now, you is plural. Okay? So I'm like, cool. I'm going to go to the Jumpers Mall with my friend Dean and whatever girl he took and me and this girl, we're going to go see Rambo. Well, unfortunately, when I said you, she thought I meant her and her sister because they were both coming. So when they got there, the sister was there and me and that girl and her sister.
She thought it was a date?
I thought it was a date.
Oh, I see.
She thought we were just going to see a movie with the other people that were there.
Well, it's a great date movie.
And unfortunately, I'm 16 years old or 15. I can't remember because Dean had a Chevette. And so we had to cram everybody in this Chevette because that's not what we planned. I planned on being in the back, you know.
You can remember this, but you can't remember to get like Diet Cokes from the store.
Yeah.
It's a different memory muscle.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a term for it.
Yeah. This story is, I need it for my, for the whole story of my life. The Diet Coke's not important.
Hey, you've told this joke, or it's really a setup to it. It's not a full joke. You've tried it. It's one of your newer jokes. And I was thinking about just stealing it.
You can have whatever it is you can have.
You talk about how, you used to have to get a girl's phone number and call her at her house where she lived with her parents.
Right, right.
And get through her dad. Right, and all right. That. And then I just added the point in part, well, now you can just go on Instagram and boom, she sees your dick. So,
right. That's funny.
Okay. So I'll just going to.
Yeah, you can have it. I
thank
mean,
you.
Now, if I ever do comedy again, I'm going to have to do the that's few fine. Jokes I have. And they're going to say, you stole Rob Mayer's joke.
That's
it's all right. No problem.
I would like that.
I don't mind.
Did you guys watch the Emmys at all?
The only thing I saw were the results, and that's that Fleabag, a show that we loved, I guess, took Best Comedy and Best Actress.
Yeah, I think I got a directing and a writing thrown in there as well.
I think it's the best. I mean, other than Game of Thrones, it was the best show I saw this past year. Yeah, it was a great show.
You like it more than Better Call Saul?
No, I don't.
Okay. Did Succession win anything?
It won a writing one. Have you been watching it? I love it.
I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah. Have you started, Joe?
No, I can't because Katie's going to get mad at me, but it's a show she watched ahead.
Okay.
We'll
you just
watched
an entire series ahead of me.
And now I'm watching it again with
I'm happy
her.
To watch it again with you.
Yeah, right. I like
well,
doing
when
that.
When did it start?
I did that
when did
with
we start watching it?
We can start right after this.
Yeah, I like watching
except,
it.
Except can I finish the episode that I'm on and then we can start?
Sure. No problem.
Are you in the current season?
I'm in...
Season
episode
two.
Four of season two.
Okay, I think I just finished that one.
Oh,
no, I like good. Watching. I like to be ahead of Tawana, and then I watch it again with her because I like the experience of her watching with me, and then I can things that I forgot.
Can I be honest? It sounds like a nightmare to me to do that. I don't want to do this.
You don't want
to
watch it again with Joe?
I just agree to something that I do not want to do at all.
So
you're
going
to like the show.
Katie likes to act like it's 50-50. It's not. It's not.
You
Mad
watch
Men,
that man
her.
On a whatever man climbing up a rock without
hey,
whatever.
Hey.
You watch that without me?
Man climbing up a rock.
Yes, good title.
Okay.
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Mad Men, Succession. I mean, I could literally go on and on about
okay.
the shows that she's
oh,
gone ahead and watched.
But you're all okay, Rob. In my defense,
yes.
And you can tell me what you think. He has a lot of other side gigs, and there's a lot of time that he's not spent at home.
True.
So I do feel like I should be able to watch some shows if I want to, unless he
yeah.
says to me, hey, don't watch this without me. Then if he says that, I won't watch it without him. But he doesn't say that, so I just watch it.
So
this is the deal, Joe. She's either going to do this or bang some other guy. So
watch,
I mean,
watch
I think,
these shows.
Yes.
So I watched ahead. I worked from home, and I just had this on, and I watched ahead.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Now.
Oh, I just watched that.
You did?
Yeah.
The rape thing?
Yeah. It's intense and powerful, but I thought it was.
Yeah. So.
It's not intense and powerful?
So
okay.
The yes. first time I watched
Most
it.
Most evil man of all time.
The first time I watched
you
it.
You watched it twice? Jesus.
We're getting there because I have to rewatch
yeah.
it because of my
it's
commitment
hard
to my wife.
Twice.
He watched, yeah.
So I watch it and then I go, you know what? I was very satisfied with the way it ended. It ended just
yes.
in a very satisfying way, right?
I agree.
But then we watch it again, and Katie starts poking the holes in. I go, you know, this is kind of fucking ridiculous. They have
a
fucking
true
team.
Story.
They have a team of kind of. They have a team, like 20 people, that are working on one rape for fucking five
yeah.
months, right? Meanwhile, it's so funny. The best part was when they go and actually have to make the bus to arrest this guy.
Yeah.
The Toni Collette character goes, she goes, you go, I don't like to go to this thing. I have 30 other rapes that have been waiting. Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
The other rapes are just waiting. Well, they just have teams of people gather around the table, 20 people to discuss one rape. And
no, they were discussing a serial rapist.
Right, I understand that, but you have one, basically, they're trying to catch one guy and everybody in the force is dedicated to this one arrest over a fucking 4 month
no,
period
of
time.
They had a team of like five people.
No. Hey, I can start naming them.
Go
the
ahead.
The ugly lady with the crinkled up face.
Yes.
The two main people,
yes.
Toni Collette.
The Asian
two,
and the Indian.
The Asian
five.
And the Indian.
The black guy.
He's
FBI.
The black. He's involved too.
He's not there on a day to day.
He's also the guy that's in there.
He's not there every day.
The arrest, okay. He was
you
there
think
in the room.
The FBI guy is there every day? He's getting opinions
okay.
and check-ins.
Don't argue. It's everyone has entitled to their own opinion.
Well, hey, I saw more people. What about the intern, the one that fucking wanted to do
the... He already
said
the Indian guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you said that already. Anyway, there's a ton of people. And also...
Joe's mad there's five people working on a serial rapist. He'd rather there's less.
No, I would like for them to be working on more than one crime, how many people... What is the fucking police force? 9,000 people to solve eight crimes?
Believe that they're not... They're also working on other things. That's how investigations
hey, they also
work.
Kept, so,
they're not showing all that. It's a TV show.
Hey, they also wouldn't go home. They were like, I can't bear to go home with this fucking rapist out here. And so now, not only are they... working only on one case, but they're not even going home. They're spending extra hours working on
this. They work too hard on to catch the serial rapist. Now, that's the takeaway that I've
But it made me, honestly, I did enjoy it. It made me feel good. It made me feel
good. It sounds like you loved it.
It made me.
Did Katie watch it? Did you?
She's still watching it. I'm watching it again.
I had to catch up because he had watched it, and I wasn't even upset about it.
Yeah. I mean, the girl in the beginning, it's hard. It's you feel so bad for her. It's
oh, my God. Hey, you know what? I didn't see the beginning. She started watching it without me.
Well.
So I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Well, it's. I mean, it's. Yeah. And then every time. The problem with that is every time you see her on screen, you just feel bad again.
Yeah.
Because you saw the first thing. Check out Unbelievable, which Joe apparently thinks is unbelievable.
And I'll watch twice.
Yes. I'll watch twice.
You watched The Keepers twice, too.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
That was powerful, too. Joe's upset at that. The entire fucking Catholic priest. All right. We're coming into October, so murder mystery season. Brightbox, October 12th. Crofton Country Club, the 18th. Club Eclipse, Gainesville, the 19th. We're now doing Booming Temple on the 25th, but don't hold your breath. And then the big ones, Magoobies, October 27th, and Halloween night, literally, October 31st, DC Improv, Halloween, whodunit.
6 dates, 7 shows.
Let's do it. Thank you, guys.
Later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.